One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me, people, so much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's NHL hockey playoffs, whether it's NBA playoffs. Man, oh man, was that a great game I saw against Denver and the Clippers. Holy cow, Aaron Gordon coming out of nowhere like Batman, like Superman, picking up that ball in the middle of the air and woo. 0.1 seconds, maybe even less than 0.1 seconds. So unbelievable stuff going on the basketball floor. Unbelievable stuff going on the ice, the baseball, the diamond. It's all here, man. Mike, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
I am doing wonderful. Yeah, that Denver game was something else. And once they called it good on the floor, man, I was like, yeah, I mean, it was bang, bang, buddy. But the NBA playoffs actually have been pretty good. We can get into OKC, Boston, the Milwaukee series, all that kind of stuff. NBA draft, NFL draft. Holy smokes, we can get into that as well, man.
Yeah, what a day. What a weekend. What a crazy weekend for Shedeur Sanders and obviously all the people that got selected. It's a life-changing moment, man. We know about that. Ugh, unbelievable stuff. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll start rapping about the sports world. We'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter, join us. So, obviously, we're talking NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, come at you. By the way, you could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who you can get at also on the X thing at 12, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints, man. It's beautiful here in the Valley of the Sun. I got to tell you, about 77 degrees as a high today, which is kind of abnormal, speaking of the time frame in which we're in. But you know what? We're going to take it. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to love it. And, you know, we're also going to love talking to you about NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. So I'm going to leave the floor to you. Where do you want to start, John?
Well, let's start with hockey today. We've often started with baseball when we've had a toss-up, but we're into the playoffs now. So, you know, as you and I have talked many times, and Mike and I have talked many times, one of the most exciting times of the year when we've got baseball underway and the Stanley Cup playoffs. First round, 8 series, all great series, so lots to talk about there.
I agree. So let's go take a look back at Saturday's action before we jump into what's going to happen later on today. The Lightning really took it to the Panthers, which it's about time, right? Like, they were down 2-0. They had to respond. Their backs were literally up against the wall, John. So I'm assuming, you know, like myself, you were assuming that this was the game. If they don't get this one, you can pretty much say, I don't think it's happening, but again, stranger things have happened down 0-3, but 2-1 sounds a lot better than 0-3.
It does, and it's been a funny series. It's been a road series all the way. Tampa Bay losing the first two games at home, Florida losing at home on Saturday. It's developed into a bit of a nasty series, quite frankly, and I knew that there was a dislike between these two teams for a lot of reasons, and obviously the geography is part of it, in-state rivals. But I've seen, and it's not, you know, I'm making the comment here about that there's cheap shots, but I've seen a lot of cheap shots in a lot of series, and I've seen a piece of every series. I've seen all the Leaf games in their entirety, but I've watched a number of other games for a couple of periods here and there. I'm a little disturbed with the lack of officiating and the lack of common sense in terms of trying to hurt people. I've seen some plays that, quite frankly, I just don't think belong in the sport, and we can talk about that, you know, at some other time, you know, later in the cast if we wish to. But I'm a little concerned about the cheap shots that I'm seeing taken. In the second Tampa Bay game, Barkov was put out by a nasty injury, a nasty play, and that play by Matthew Tkachuk yesterday at a five-minute major for interference. I can't remember the last time I saw a five-minute major for an interference penalty. Just totally unnecessary. I think it tells us something about the dislike these two teams have for each other. But, you know, it's a 2-1 series. It's going to be tough, I think, for Tampa to win tonight today in Florida. But if they do, then, Monday, I guess, they play. It's possible that they could get back into this, but it's a must-win game for Tampa. I don't think they want to see themselves go down 3-1 to the Stanley Cup champions.
John, good morning.
Good morning,
Mike.
Nice to
hear your voice again. Yeah, hey, man. Besides the refereeing or the officiating in these playoffs, what are some other things that have stood out to you in a particular series or maybe just in general with the playoffs so far?
Well, I think there's a couple of things in each series that kind of jump out at me, Mike. One that jumps out at me particularly, and maybe this shouldn't surprise me and maybe it does surprise me, and that is the number of goals we've seen in that Edmonton-LA series. LA basically was a tight, low-scoring, good defensive team most of the season. We all know about Edmonton and that highlight reel offense they have where they can put up 6 or 7 goals in the blink of an eye. First game was 11 goals, second game was 8 goals, third game was 11 goals, so 30 goals in 3 games, 10 goals a game on an average. Not what you expect to see in the playoffs. That has surprised me. Similarly, the number of goals in that Winnipeg-St. Louis series has surprised me a little bit. Not necessarily in total, but in total for those two particular teams, particularly the Winnipeg Jets that were the best defensive team in the league this year. We've seen 20 goals in those 3 games. We've seen close games in every other series. Washington-Montreal, one game going into overtime, the other 2 games relatively close. Home teams winning all of those games in that series. Toronto and Ottawa, 3 games out of the 4 have gone into overtime. So while the Leafs are up 3-1, it could just as easily have been the other way with a bounce of the puck the other way. I've seen something pretty interesting in all of these series. I saw a nice comeback from New Jersey in Game 3 I guess it was Friday. That was well earned. They got up early. They let them tie it. Then they went down. They tied it late. Scored in overtime. That was a must-win game for New Jersey. So all of these series, I think, we've seen something that we didn't really expect. And perhaps to me the biggest surprise is the Vegas-Minnesota series. When we talked about this last week, that to me was one of the more one-sided series. Here we are with a 2-2 series with both teams winning one game in the other team's rink. So lots of exciting action that in this playoff this year. And, of course, that Colorado-Dallas series is just as exciting as we thought it was going to be.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey playoffs. And, yeah, my Golden Knights, they needed overtime to get it done on Saturday against the Wild. Here's what I'm noticing. Parity. You know, we've talked about it in Major League Baseball. We've talked about it everywhere. But no sweeps tells me that you know what? Hockey's in a good place right now, John. What say you?
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. And you know, you asked me last week, you know, which series I thought was perhaps rife for an upset. And it probably surprised you a little bit when I said Washington-Montreal. given that we've talked about how good Washington has been all season and how they've been sort of coasting for the last little while, and the fact that Montreal did not get in until game 82, but those games have all been close. And the Canadians really took good advantage of Washington's, carelessness, I guess, is perhaps the best word, in the game on Friday night. That got really ugly. That was one game that the officials definitely lost control of. I don't know whether you saw the game or saw the highlights, but we had an altercation at the bench at the end of the second period as the teams left to go to the dressing rooms after that second period. I can't believe that all they did was give those guys 2 minutes each for roughing. I mean, it was more than roughing. To me, it justified at least one game misconduct, perhaps for both of them. I don't think you take a guy into the bench and then start pummeling him and get away with it for roughing. That's not what this sport is all about. I was very disappointed. I was disappointed in the officiating in the Minnesota-Vegas game yesterday, and I was disappointed in the officiating in the LA-Edmonton game on Friday night. And in those latter two games, I think the poor officiating, turned those games around when they were close, when they were tied or a one-goal game in the third period. I don't think we need that.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey playoffs. Only about 30 seconds left or so in this segment, John, before we got to take a break. What's the game you're really looking forward to today?
Great question. Well, Washington-Montreal interests me for the obvious reasons. It's a Canadian team. Winnipeg-St. Louis interests me because I thought Winnipeg was dominant in the first two games, but St. Louis really took it to them in Game 3. And the LA-Edmonton series, I just don't know what to expect there, whether to expect Edmonton to come out and put 10 goals up or whether I expect LA to shut the door on them. So I think there's three series there that have all piqued my interest for today.
Good stuff, John, as always. Hear the music. We'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll shift gears and we'll talk some Major League Baseball on the other side with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. This is Mike Wilson with John Poulter and Andy Dorf. We were just talking NHL. Now we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. John, I was actually watching some baseball last night in between everything else that was happening with the NFL draft, the NBA playoffs. And I'm sitting there watching, I'm watching the Dodgers and I'm watching the Pirates and Paul Skeens. There isn't much this young guy can do, man. I mean, he throws 100 miles an hour. He throws his changeup very well. And to you, how good is this kid going to be minus any debilitating multiple Tommy John surgeries or anything catastrophic happening to him?
Well, there's a couple of things that concern me, Mike, and I think a lot of this has to do with where he is playing for a number of reasons. Number one, he's playing in what's really a small market. He's not going to get a lot of national exposure. He's not playing for a team that's going to be on Game of the Week every weekend. He's not going to be throwing, you know, nine innings every time out. He's not going to be striking out 15 guys every time. So I think the Pirates have to be very careful how they use him here. I think they have to be careful they don't overuse him because of the fact that he's young. He's sort of their meal ticket. I hope that they don't use him as a gate attraction. I hope they continue to manage him in terms of his time on the mound responsibly and not throw him out there. I mean, we've seen teams that are bad take guys and throw them out there, and I'm talking pitchers specifically here. They've seen them overwork them. And, you know, two names that come to mind most recently, one would be Steven Strasburg. He was a bit of a phenom, and, you know, he should have had a much longer career than he did. Now, he played with a reasonably good team. The Nationals were not a bad team when he was playing, but you're maybe not old enough to remember, but I certainly am old enough to remember. Back in the 70s, the Rangers drafted a kid out of high school by the name of David Clyde. And this guy was looking like he was going to be the next Nolan Ryan and Bob Gibson all rolled into one. They burned him out because they were a terrible team. He was a gate attraction. They wanted to put butts in the seats, and his career was absolutely ruined before he was 21 years old. I'm hoping that the Pirates manage Skeens correctly and responsibly and don't overtax him. You know, quite frankly, if they do the right thing and manage him properly and look at his pitch counts and make sure they don't overtax him, I think he has a chance to be one of the all-time greats. And I think perhaps from that angle, playing in Pittsburgh might actually help him, because it's not like it's the New York Yankees or the Dodgers where everybody's watching them all the time and the spotlight's on them all the time. I think this kid has a chance to go out and just be himself. He seems very level-headed in the interviews that I've seen with him. So hopefully both sides are on the same page here, and we'll see him pitching for a long time.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. breaking down Major League Baseball. Hey, John, let me ask you this. You know, I'm looking around the standings a little bit, and certain things work out and certain things don't work out, as we all know, in life. Looking at the Mets right now, I got to say that Juan Soto knew what the heck he was doing, and making this move has really, really helped the New York Mets get off to a really fast start. 19-8 right now. I got to think that that's one of, if not the most impressive things so far in Major League Baseball, that they have the best record of anybody in all of Major League Baseball. Then I look to the West, and holy cow. I'm talking National League West, obviously. San Francisco Giants on top of the division, the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers knotted in second place, and then you got the D-backs right behind them about three games or so. The Cubs, they've gotten out good. I mean, what can I say? And my Brewers, what the heck is wrong with them, John? Four in a row they've lost. Like, I've seen some really good. I've seen some really bad from them. I don't exactly know where the heck they are at this point. I think they're a little bit under 500, and I think that's who they are at this moment in time. You know, then I look up at the American League a little bit, and Detroit on top there. I think that's intriguing. That's shocking to a certain degree. The Yankees, but it's been a tussle for them so far, and things don't look as easy for the New York Yankees at all. It looks easy for the Mets right now, John.
Yeah, I think the Soto signing attracted a lot of attention in a big market for all the reasons we know, the dollars, the player, the market. A reasonably sound base in New York before he got there. So, you know, they're not looking at him to be the guy that starts the revival. They're looking for him to be the guy that is kind of, as Reggie Jackson once said, the straw that stirs the drink. And, you know, Jackson went to the Yankees when they were a pretty good team, and he was the guy that put them over the top and put them into that bit of a dynasty they had in the late 70s, early 80s. I can sort of see Soto doing the same thing. Yes, he clearly knew what he was doing, but I still think that the dollars were the big factor there, and he knows the answer, of course, but I've always felt that he was going to chase the dollars, and I thought that was probably more important to him than where he played. Perhaps I'm wrong, but that was the way it appeared to me as a non-participant in those negotiations, obviously, and the fact that, you know, I'm sitting, you know, 1,000 miles away, and I don't see what happens with the New York Mets every day. But I think the Mets are obviously a very good team. They're also taking advantage of the fact that the other four teams in that division are somewhat mediocre. I mean, Philadelphia is in second place, only a game above 500, and Miami is in third place, tied with the upcoming Braves, two games below 500, and even the Nationals in last place are only three games below 500. So I think the Mets have taken advantage of a couple of things. One is the hype from the Soto signing. They're 12-1 at home, so that, you know, obviously is a good sign. That's putting fans in the seats. That's obviously he's obviously driving attendance, it's driving confidence, but I think the big factor with the Mets is that the rest of the division has been sort of so-so through the first 4 weeks of the season. So Mets, yeah, that's not a surprise. The Detroit Tigers are a surprise. If you'd have asked me a month ago, did I think the Tigers would be the best team in the American League the last week of April, I would have very quickly said to you, no, there's three or four teams that are better. Two of them being the Yankees and the Orioles. And, you know, we've talked about the Yankees, and they're sitting there with a game-and-a-half lead. They were rained out against the Blue Jays yesterday, so there's an old-fashioned single-ticket doubleheader today at Yankee Stadium to make that game up. But I just don't see Baltimore at 10-16 at the bottom of that division. That to me is a surprise. I don't know what's going on there. We've talked about the fact that Baltimore has built this the right way. They've got young players that are good players that are signed for long-term contracts. They should be a lot better than 10-16. I can't figure that out. So in a lot of respects, the season has been as we expected, but in a lot of respects, it's also upside down.
John, as I take a look, John, as I take a look at the standings in the National League East, and you know, we're just talking about the Mets and stuff, and you know, last week we talked about the Braves and kind of how disappointing they've been. They've crept up a little bit. They're getting closer to 500. Are they getting healthy down there? Are their pitchers just pitching better, a little bit better? I mean, they've crept up a little bit. I like seeing the Braves win or just being successful. What do you think here with about a minute to go before break?
I think they're doing the things that you've said. I think they're getting healthier. I think they're getting some better pitching. And again, they're caught in that mediocrity of that division other than the New York Mets. And the sad part there is that they got off to such a terrible start. I think they were something like 2-12 at one point, or 2-11.
Yeah.
6.5 games out the third week of April does not bode well for winning the division. I think they now have to focus on trying to be one of those wild card teams. There's no reason they can't do it. The problem is the Philadelphia Phillies are in the same division, and you know the Milwaukee Brewers are going to get better, and you know that in the National League West, the Padres and the Dodgers are not going to be sitting 2 or 3 games above 500 at the end of the season. So they've definitely got their work cut out for them, but do they have the talent to do it? Barring injury, they certainly do.
And looking at the National League West really quick, still a good opportunity for San Francisco, the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks to all make the postseason. So that would be something, wouldn't it?
It sure would. And you know, that division has kind of rotated a little bit over the last week, and all of a sudden the Giants are back in first place. And, you know, who would think you'd be 3.5 games out with a 1-over-500 record being the Arizona Diamondbacks? I guess if I'm in the National League West, I'm looking at the Colorado Rockies and saying, thank goodness they're in my division.
Absolutely. Have a great day, John. Appreciate you as always. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Stay well. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. That's why we have him. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we get into the hoops, baby. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That would mean Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin opinion. Guy likes football. For me, Dorf on Sports. I like myself. We all know that. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Look, we got to address the elephant in the room before we talk about NBA hoops. And the elephant in the room is obviously the NFL draft and what took place for Shedeur Sanders. I'm going to give you my spin on this, bro, and then I want you the pigskin opinion, the man, the myth, the legend that is Mike Wilson, to give me your thoughts and your analysis as to maybe why this all took place, okay? First and foremost, we all know the kid can sling it, okay? We know that. I don't think that this had anything to do with talent. I just don't. I don't know exactly what message was trying to be sent here. I really don't. I don't. For the life of me, man, I don't get it. But here's what I'm going to say. I don't really care about where the kid was drafted. Because at the end of the day, man, it doesn't really freaking matter. Okay? So your ego gets hurt, right? Your ego gets tested. Your ego gets bruised bad, man. Because you were supposed to be this number one draft pick, man. It didn't happen. And we've seen many, many times before, Mike, where things like this occur in the NFL draft. And my humble opinion is this. Again, I don't care where a kid gets drafted. It's all about your damn ego as to where you get picked. But here's what I like about what took place for Shedeur. First and foremost, when the kid did get drafted in the fifth round finally, he was elated. He was excited. And you know what? That to me, it speaks volumes about actually his character and who he is. And you know what? Maybe people kind of mid-read, they did not do a good job of reading this situation. Because I'm telling you what, man, if you want to have a chip on your shoulder, if you want to go out there and say, look, man, I'm going to ball the you-know-what out, this gives the kid fuel to his fire, man. So I look at it in a little different light. You know, I hear people say, oh, this is terrible. The NFL should be da-da-da-da-da. Okay, you know what? To a certain degree, you're right. But to a certain degree, it really doesn't freaking matter. You go out there, you get an opportunity, and you make the most of it, right? Like, that's what life is all about. And the way that Shedeur handled the situation to me, Mike, at least on the surface, the way he came across, the kid gets it. Like, the kid freaking gets it. And I like that about Shedeur. So everybody can say what they want about how he got screwed and he should have gone in the first three rounds, should have gone number one, this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter, bro. It does not matter at all. What matters is he goes out there and he earns his right to play football in the National Football League, right? Like, that's all that freaking matters, man.
Right. No. And listening to you and my thoughts over the past few days watching the draft, you and I once again are in simpatico about this whole situation. Now, there was a point, you know, I'm sitting there watching the draft and my son was over there the other night. We're watching it. We're like, wow. Like, we've seen guys slide before, but we haven't seen guys slide like this. And, you know, my thought was at the time, you know, in the first three rounds, I'm like, okay, you know, there's something that they've seen or something, and multiple things can be true at the same time. That they didn't like something they saw on film. They didn't like maybe that he wasn't like quick, mobile, can extend plays like some of these other guys can. But you know, like I said, multiple things can be true. The attitude for some people, you know, with Shador and his kind of his cockiness and stuff. And I just kind of looked at that when people said, yeah, he's too cocky. I'm like, they're all cocky. If you are a professional athlete, you know that you're good at what you do. You know, if you're going to be drafted in the first few rounds of a NFL draft or the first round of the NBA or whatever it is, you know that you're good. Now, there's layers to it. There's other players that don't show the arrogance, the cockiness, or the confidence that maybe Shador does, but they show it on their own level. I think for Shador, and this is going to be piggybacking on what you have already said, let's say he comes in as a first-round draft pick. I never thought that he was going to be the top pick. I always thought Cam Ward was a better quarterback prospect than Shador. But I figured he was going to go in the first round somewhere. But now he's not. He's a fifth round pick. It's kind of a crowded quarterback room in Cleveland with sure. five guys, and they have Dillon Gabriel from Oregon. That they drafted 50 spots ahead of him, but Shador's going to come in, and he's going to have that chip, like you said, but he's not going to have any pressure on him. He comes in as the number two pick in the draft, or you know whatever it was going to be. There's a lot of pressure. There would be a lot of pressure on him to come in, establish himself, show the coaches that he deserves to start, and to be a lot of pressure on now. There's not a lot of pressure on him. He can come in relaxed, soak in the information, soak in the playbook. He can show the coaches what his game is all about, you know, up close and personal. And you know, for whatever reason, if at the end of the day the Browns don't like what they see, they're cutting a fifth round quarterback pick. That happens all the time. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, your quarterback room is Joe Flacco, Dillon Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Kenny Pickett, and we don't know what's up with Deshaun Watson, but you would think at some point
right.
that Dillon Gabriel, you would think at some point it's probably going to come down to Dillon Gabriel, Shador, and Flacco. I think Flacco is the starter. They bring that guy in, and you know he's 4,500 years old. He knows how to play quarterback in the NFL, and he can kind of show the young bucks how to be a pro. But I think for Shador, I think this is a better situation for him. There's less pressure. He can just come in, like you said, he can sling it. And be relaxed and kind of soak it all in and become the player that he wants to become.
Let me ask you this, man. Is he making more? Did he make more in college than he's going to make for his first year in the NFL?
I think so. His NIL deals were in the $6 to $7 million range. So I'm not sure what a fifth round pick and
right.
the contract would be, but I don't think it's going to be, it's certainly not going to be in that $6-7 million range. So it's not a money thing for him, really. I mean, he has Gatorade.
I get it. I'm making a point.
Right.
I'm making a point, man.
Yeah.
The money in college college sports right now is it's ridiculous. It's a crime, man. Just being honest with you, the fact that he was going to make more playing college than he would in the NFL. There's something fundamentally wrong with that. And I think that our society today, that there obviously there's a lot of things fundamentally wrong with what's going on in the world. But that to me makes very little sense, my friend, that you can go and bank the way that these kids are banking in college, and then your first contract, it ain't going to be what you were getting in college. It's bizarre, man. It's absolutely freaking bizarre. Any other things that you noticed from the draft that obviously that stand out to you? We knew that this Travis Hunter kid was going to go extremely high. How much offense do you think he actually plays? Is he going to be mainly a defensive guy? Like, what do you really think happens with this guy on both sides of the ball?
I do think he does play both ways. I don't think it's an equal amount. I think they're going to start him on the defensive side of the ball because he is defensively, he is at least in college to me, he was a great corner. And he could shut down half the field. Now, you know, we'll see if that happens in the pros. But percentage wise, I kind of think this is going to be a 65-35, 70-30 kind of split with how they use him defensively and offensively. I think offensively, he still needs to learn the route tree a little bit better. He has to get better at running routes. But his just talent, his natural ability is going to make him stand out and help Trevor Lawrence, because Trevor Lawrence let's face it, Trevor Lawrence is kind of, this is a make or break kind of year for him. And now he has a great weapon, but, you know, Travis Hunter is just going to be, I think he's going to be that guy out of this class.
I said Trevor Lawrence is a little broken right now, and he is, and things like this can help you get unbroken in a lot of ways. Your guy Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders. You like that? I think that's a pretty solid pick.
Yeah. I think it's a real solid pick. I think what the Raiders did overall with their draft picks is real solid. Jeanty, I'm going to be rooting for that kid. You know, I got to talk to him during the Fiesta Bowl and stuff, and just kind of pierce into his personality a little bit. This guy's the real deal. I think he's going to be just fine. And the key is the offensive line for the Raiders and just how successful they are. That'll dictate how successful Jeanty is moving forward. But I think the Raiders as an organization realize what they have, and they have to improve that offensive line for him.
I like the fact that my Green Bay Packers took a wide receiver in the first round, man, something they don't usually do, and got themselves a good one, bro. They got themselves the kid that broke our hearts here for ASU when you think about it. So, Golden, I think that's a great pickup for the Green Bay Packers. And I'm being a little sarcastic about this, if you can't tell, because you know who was always begging and pleading because they didn't get wide receivers quick enough, but it seems like they got Jordan Love, a wide receiver, in the first round, right? So, I like the move, though. I think this kid will come in and he's going to make an impact right away.
Running a 4.2 at the combine and what that can mean on the football field for Jordan Love. Hallelujah.
Yeah, him and Christian Watson, can't stay healthy. Yeah. This kid hopefully can. All right, we got to take a break. I hear the music. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill? Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. We've gone 1 hour. Pretty crazy, you and I, going 1 hour without talking NBA hoops. Obviously, hour two going to be filled with a lot of NBA basketball talk. A lot of good series, a couple that aren't so good, but quite frankly, I think we were expecting a couple of series not to be that great. But for the most part, better than I expected. What say you?
Yeah. No, better than I expected as well. There's been physical play. There's been trash talking. I like all the trash talking. I know people get caught up in that sometimes, but, you know, I like it. I don't mind the physical play so much. But I think, yeah, better than expected in terms of the series. And like you said, there's been probably a couple that were like, oh, well, that we saw that coming kind of deal. I'm talking about OKC and Memphis. You know, that doesn't shock me, but, you know, before we get out of here for the hour, Andy, I just want to throw a little shout out. We were talking NFL draft, Cam Scataboo, man, New York Giant. They're getting a diamond in the rough with, we all know what Scataboo can do. We've seen him up close and personal. The kid is a gym rat. And I just wish that guy success, man, because he's got to the league his way, but it's been kind of a longer path than most.
Yeah, obviously we got the love for the Sun Devil, bro. Of course, man. we saw Cam just rip it up all season long, and kudos to him. He's an NFL draftee, man. That's pretty cool. All right, hear the music. We got to take a break. Hour one in the books. And edition.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The first round of the NFL 2025 draft took place as the Tennessee Titans draft. Cam Ward as number one overall from Miami. Jaguars snag Travis Hunter as the second pick. The Giants take Abdul Carter. Will Campbell goes to the Patriots and Mason Graham to the Browns, rounding out the top five. NBA playoff action is heating up as the Knicks take game three, now leading that series 2-1 over the Pistons after they get an on-the-road W by 2 points, 118-116. Thunder dominating the Grizzlies, now up 3-0 in that series. Thunder had a win on the road, 114-108 over Memphis. And the Clippers at home take the W against the Nuggets, leading their series 2-1 after a 117-83 win. It isn't hockey without an overtime playoff game as the Maple Leafs snag their now third straight win over the Senators, 3-2 in overtime, now leading that series 3-0. Blues get a big dominating win over the Jets in Game 3. That final score is 7-2. And the Wild take the W against the Golden Knights, 5-2. Minnesota leads that series going into Game 4, 2-1. And the Panthers on the road against the Lightning take it 2-0. To stay up to date in all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Chicago Bears Hall of Famer Steve McMichael passed away after a long fight with ALS at age 67 on Wednesday. The defensive tackle who played college ball at the University of Texas was drafted by the New England Patriots and played the 1980 season in Foxborough before being cut going into the 1981 campaign and then landing in Chicago. He was a unanimous All-American in Austin in 1979 and was a two-time Pro Bowler, voted one of the top 100 Bears of all time. time and was an integral cog that helped Chicago win their only Super Bowl ever in January of 1986, beating the team that drafted him. He would earn induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2024. While that championship team had quiet leaders like Walter Payton and Mike Singletary, McMichael will be remembered as brash and outspoken, like many of the personalities on that squad, a team that broke several defensive records and made a pop music record of their own in the Super Bowl Shuffle. Sports in 60, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world, whether it's the NBA in the playoffs, the NHL in the playoffs, the draft where Shedeur Sanders slipped all the way down to the fifth round, Major League Baseball rocking and rolling in full throttle. Wilson and Dorf, we got you covered, baby. Mike, how you doing, man? You ready to rock and roll, talk some basketball this hour?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll. We got a bunch of NBA games today. Your Bucks play, my Celtics play, Lakers and Timberwolves. That's been a good series, and we get to start off with the Royal Rumble between the Knicks and the Pistons, man. I mean, that's some good day of NBA basketball, some nice physicality to start off the day.
Yeah, I mean, the Bad Boys in Piston Land, they let one go the other day. They got off to a rough start, yeah. Obviously battled all the way back and made it a hell of a game, but they go down 2-1 in that series. They need to get a win. The Lakers, their backs are against the wall now, too. They're down 2-1. They need a win. The Celtics, man, we got to get into that a little bit because I'm shocked at how well the Magic are playing against you guys. And then the Bucks and the Pacers, man, there's no love lost here, man. These two teams hate each other. Let's keep it real. All right, man, we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back to break down the NBA and the playoffs on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Hey,
airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could. You could get at us. 1-800-878-7529 or get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. So I want to start out talking a little bit about what happened on Saturday with the Cavaliers and the Heat, the Thunder and the Grizz, and then obviously the Nuggets and Clippers and Rockets and Warriors. But starting out with the Cavaliers, man, I'm just going to say this. There are two teams right now that look to me to be better than everybody else. One of them is in the East, and one of them is in the West. I think you know who I'm talking about. It's Cleveland, and it's OKC. So far, right, those two teams have taken care of business better than anybody else. And again, I don't know, you know, we'll see what happens for the Cavs, but the Thunder did what we expected. They swept the Grizzlies. And I'm going to say this. The Grizzlies probably would have won Game 3 if Ja did not get hurt. I'm just calling it the way I see it. He was playing fantastic. The team was playing fantastic. But then he smacked himself on the ground and couldn't come back to the game. Couldn't play in the fourth game either. So that was a huge hit, okay? They weren't winning the series. Like, that's not what I'm saying. They weren't winning the series. But I do think they were going to get gentlemen's sweep. I think they were going to win one. I really do. I think they would have gotten one game. They didn't. So now I talk about the Thunder. They looked fantastic, okay? They looked great.
Right.
The Cavs looked really good, too. They destroyed the Heat in the last game. I expect them to go out and sweep now as well. If they don't, I'd be shocked. Let's talk about the Clippers and the Nuggets, because this is actually something to talk about. Those first two things, I just wanted to make it a point about them. The Nuggets and Clippers, this is like must-see television, bro. Great action on the floor. The scores aren't really high, right? Like, it's 101-99, but it's every single possession is important. Every single possession means something, and the guys are out there, and they are scratching and clawing and fighting and literally almost going to blows in the first half there. And you know, to that point, I think the officials handled that maybe as good as you possibly could have, just giving technicals and letting guys play like that. That's
right.
What playoff basketball is about. So I'm good with that. I think this is going seven. Okay, it's going seven. They're knotted up at two. I don't see anybody winning two games in a row here. I just don't. I think they're that closely matched. And I give a slight edge to the Nuggets. I have, even though most people like the Clippers for whatever reason. I like the pedigree here. You know, you've got guys that won a championship. I know that Kawhi's won a championship, but as far as I know, he's the only one. I mean, Ty Lue, yeah, but as far as players, he's the only guy on that squad that's got a ring. Whereas on the Nuggets, obviously multiple guys have the ring. And Porter playing hurt the way that he's playing. Like, guys are giving everything they can. This is a series that shouldn't be in the first round, is what I'm trying to say. But it is.
Right, right.
And it's great that it is. But one of these two teams is going to get knocked out of the playoffs. It's crazy, man, right?
Well, it is a little bit crazy that one of these two teams is going to get knocked out in the first round. But it's certainly entertaining, man. I mean, that game on Saturday was fun to watch. There were runs by both teams. It got a little chippy. And I absolutely agree with you that the refs did everybody a solid by just going, okay, you get a technical, you get one. They all cancel out each other, and everybody stays in the game to play. And I know that Clipper crowd was like yelling, kick him out. I'm like, no, this is not an ejection type of brawl or dust up, at all. I mean, shoot, Andy, the basketball that you and I grew up on, we look at flagrants probably that they get handout today, and we're like, really? That's a flagrant? Okay. But it's been appointment television between the Nuggets and the Clippers for sure. There's a lot of talent out on the floor. But how that game ended yesterday, I know there's everybody taking literally still shots of everything and the basket's no good and all that. And I just sit there and go, they called it good on the floor. Like, right, they called it good at the buzzer. And to overturn that thing, like, you would need some clear cut, this is still in the guy's hand, or the clock went off first, and type of thing. And I didn't see it. And when they slowed it down, I'm sitting there going, that's good. That's a good basket. That counts. But, you know, it's been fun, to watch, you know, these two teams kind of battle it out, because at the end of the day, heck, you know, we're going to get a quality team that's not playing in the playoffs anymore at all.
Yeah, that was made at basically 0. I don't even know, man. Like, it was so dang close, but you know what? Call game on that one, baby. That was unbelievable. It was incredible. Okay, so let's move on to the Rockets and the Warriors for a moment here, because we have a break in a couple minutes. I was impressed with the way that the Warriors played in this situation. And obviously, Jimmy Buckets out. He's been a huge piece of the puzzle to what they've been able to accomplish. But they were able to ride Steph Curry, right? Like, Steph, he said, okay, I'll take you on my back, and we're going to get this one done. And what was crazy was, is for the most part, I felt like the Rockets were really in control of this game up until about 6 minutes left or so in the entire game. And then defense kind of took over. They went cold. The Warriors were hitting shots, and the rest is history. They win 104-93. I think I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think that the Rockets will get game four in Golden State, and I think we're going to have ourselves another seven-game series here. And then game seven, I'll tell you what, man, I wouldn't want to play Steph and Jimmy in game seven. It just doesn't sound like that's going to end up well. But I really do believe that this is pretty close. And I if the Rockets win the next game, I do believe it goes seven. If they don't, then I think they'll get the game at home. Then they go back to Golden State and lose in six. But ultimately, I'm watching this Rocket team, and I'm seeing growing pains. That's kind of what I'm seeing. They don't have the one guy that you want to give the ball to. And I think that's a problem. It is. It's an issue. It's great to have a great team. It's great to have a bunch of guys that want to play together. But you need that alpha dog. You need it. You need that alpha. And I don't know who the alpha is on their team. Do you?
I think people might say it's maybe Green, but it's still at the same time for me. I don't see him as an alpha right now. And like you said, this is growing pains. They're learning how to do this. Not to take away anything that they've done, but they're a young team that's learning to win against a championship pedigree team.
I hear you, brother. All right, man. We got to take a pause for the cause. I hear that music. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979.
800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude. I want to break down the Celtics and the Magic because this has been an entirely much better, closer series than I would have imagined it being. And I've got some thoughts and some ideas as to why. But obviously you're the Boston Celtic guy. This is your squad. This is your team. Drew Holiday not playing is huge. I'm sorry, but it's huge, man. I know how good the Boston Celtics are, but I think to a certain point and a certain degree, this is very good for them to understand and see the importance and the value of Drew Holiday. He is an unbelievable on-the-ball defender. He is an unbelievable team defender, and you've heard me say it before. He's the ultimate team player. That's missing, and that was what was missing in Game 3, along with, you know, the fact that Orlando's playing hard, bro. Orlando's playing pretty well. Like they're not like saying
they're mucking it up.
Hang, yeah, but they're playing well, dude. Like they're playing the game that they have to play to be able to be in this series. That they're not letting the Boston Celtics shoot a ton of threes and get out in the open floor. Like that they're like you said, they're kind of mucking the game up a little bit. But that's Orlando Magic basketball, bro. Like that's how they play. They don't score 115 points a game. That they score closer to 100 right. points a game, right? So they want to play at a right. slower pace, and they want to control the way that the game is going. And quite frankly, I've been shocked at how well they have been able to control the tempo and the pace with the Boston Celtics thus far through this series.
Certain point, but I'll agree with you on Drew. I mean, I'm a huge Drew Holiday guy. Like, that's him and Derek White to me for Boston is like things get a little hectic, and it's like, what do we need to do? What does the team need? We need a steal. Okay, I'll get you that. We need to lock down somebody. I can do that. We need a bucket. We'll get you a three. We'll get you something right around the rim. You know, you got make the extra pass. And having Drew out with a bad hamstring, yeah, that's a big deal. Orlando, yeah, they're mucking it up, and they're playing tougher. They're a very good defensive team. They're top five in defensive efficiency, or you know, something like that. So this is, for me, this is not anything that I didn't really expect. It's got a little physical from time to time, and you know, and that's something in this era of basketball that we just don't see a lot of. We don't see a lot of physical basketball unless it's the Pistons playing. But you know, as good, and I know Orlando fans are like, yeah, we're only down 2-1. Well, as good as you played in game three, you only beat Boston by 2, and Boston kind of shot themselves in the foot by they had like 22 or 23 turnovers. That's never going to win you a game. They didn't shoot the three particularly well. I don't want to say I'm concerned or anything like that. Typically Boston after a loss comes out and they play very, very well. In game four, I expect Boston to come out with guns blazing, fists, throwing hands and like trying to get up 3-1 and just end it in Boston in a few days. So we'll see what happens, but they can't. They're having problems with Banchero. They're having problems with Wagner a little bit. That's a good 1-2 combo for Orlando for sure. Banchero's a stud. Like that, Paolo is just a stud player, and it just sucks that he's in Orlando, because if he was somewhere else, maybe in a bigger market kind of deal or just on a better team, he'd get a lot more love than he is. But it's certainly been a tough series for Boston. I expect Boston to get through it. Game three for me was, I was more upset with how Boston played with all the turnovers and the fouls and not shooting well than I was sitting there going, oh wow, like I gotta, Orlando is playing hard, but they still only won by 2. So we'll see what happens later in game four today, and we'll kind of take it from there. But it's been fun. This is the way the playoffs are supposed to go. Nothing's supposed to be easy for anybody. So we'll see what happens, but I'm not overly concerned at this point because I know how my team plays after a loss, and they know they're in a fight for sure. They've been leaving blood on the floor literally in this series. So we'll see what happens, and like I said, I'm not overly concerned, but it's been fun.
What is your level of concern with Drew? This is the second game that he's going to be out in a row. So what's your level of concern with Drew not being able to be on the floor for the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, no, I mean, that does concern me. And hamstrings are a tough injury to overcome. Like you think you can go, and then you get out there and you're like, you feel just a little twinge. I think, you and I have both done something to hamstrings and in our athletic careers, or just being, regular people. So with Drew's been battling some injuries this year. He's had the finger problem. Now he has the hamstring problem. I would love to see him get back in there, but I don't want to rush him back and make it worse, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've never, the only hamstring injury that I've ever had came from when I had my knee reconstructed and they took a piece of my hamstring to do it. Right. And I remember running like a year after that. And I remember having to pull up because I felt like I was missing some of my hamstring. I've torn my calf, and I'm going to tell you that might
painful.
Be the worst. Yeah. That might be the worst injury that you could ever have. Because every time you push off the ground, you're using your calf muscle. And when you don't have the ability to do it, let's just say it's pretty tricky and really difficult to navigate getting around. It's almost impossible, just being honest with you. So yeah, I think it's a concern in the sense of like you said, you don't want to rush him back, but again, at what cost? Like, what right. cost would that be? Right? Like, does how many games is he going to miss? And how many games does that cost the Boston Celtics on their road to repeating? Right? And it's right. all about making the journey easier. And right now, I'm looking at game four, honestly, for the Boston Celtics. And I don't think of it as like a must win, but I think of it as a game where you can break the momentum that Orlando just yeah. created and you can shut that down real quick. Right.
Absolutely. And that was kind of my point when I was talking, was like, you know, come out focus with this, throw the big haymaker at the beginning of the game and just kill the confidence, kill the momentum, and just put the kill shot in for Orlando. Because if Boston gets this game in game four, they go up 3-1, they're going back to Boston and against a team that hasn't had a lot of playoff success or any playoff success recently at all, and they're a young team, so you know there's that kind of mind game with it. Like, we're up 3-1, what are you going to do now? Like, you're going to still come at it,
right?
You know, kind of deal. So we'll see what happens in game four, but I expect Boston to play a lot better than they did in game three.
All right, man. The other two series that we've obviously got to talk about would be the Lakers and the Timberwolves, and then obviously the Milwaukee Bucks, my Milwaukee Bucks, playing the Indiana Pacers. I'm going to kind of set the table, and then we got to take a pause for the cause because I see we're up against it here pretty quick. Look, the Lakers, I actually thought they played a pretty damn good game the other day, and in a weird way, I think that that's troublesome because they actually played well. Like, I know Luka was sick, but LeBron played unfreaking believable, and they still lost. I think the Timberwolves are really good. That's what I think. I hear the music. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get these two series in before we get the heck out of Dodge. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, Mike, real quick, just giving you a heads up on something that may happen today, may happen next week. J.J. Lippe, a kid that played his collegiate football at Northern Illinois University, was signed, undrafted, but signed by the Green Bay Packers, offensive lineman. I happen to know his family. And I'm talking to him actually while I'm talking to you, and we may wind up either getting him on today real quickly, or we'll get him on next week just to kind of talk about his journey to the NFL and just how special it is to say you're part of the National Football League. And again, you know as well as I do, there are many of guys that get drafted, and then there are guys that don't get drafted and they still make a hell of an impact. And I'm thinking of one guy right now in the NBA that's making one hell of an impact, and he made an impact here as well in Arizona. I'm talking about Louis Dort, if you didn't know who I'm talking about. Undrafted, sure, in the NBA, and now dude's a starter in the NBA. So all I'm trying to say, and this goes back to my point about Shadur, it does not matter where you get drafted other than for your ego and this and that and the other little things. What matters is what opportunity you get and if you make the most of that opportunity. So again, it's a pretty cool opportunity to have in general, being a professional athlete. It doesn't matter if you're drafted number one or if you're drafted in the fifth round. You still have an opportunity to go out there and make a legacy for yourself and create a legacy. And that's what life is all about, brother. So yeah, if I can talk to JJ real quickly here. I mean, we're going back and forth. And if we can, we'll get him on today. If not, we're going to get him on next week, and we'll talk to him about this journey that he's embarking on from when he was a little kid to now. He's there, man. He's going to be playing in the National Football League, or he's going to have a shot to play in the National Football League. Pretty cool stuff. All right, dude, it's time for you and I to break down the Lakers and the T-Wolves, and then we'll get to the Bucks and the Pacers. Like I said before we went to break, I really thought the Lakers played a pretty damn good game. And then all of a sudden, Ant-Man took over. And it was really funny because I'm sitting there texting with my brother in this group text, and I know, I freaking know. I know exactly what he was thinking. He's like, oh, it's a tight game. No. I'm telling you, he's like, it's a tight game. Who do you got right now? Who are you taking? And I guarantee you, he was thinking LeBron and Luka. And I quickly wrote back and I said, I got Ant-Man. And there was no reason for me to say that when you think about it, because up until that point, he really hadn't been spectacular. But there was just something to me telling me that you know what, in this moment and in this time, I think the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to shine. And I think the reason they're going to shine is because of Ant-Man and what he's going to do in the end of this basketball game, whether it would be him scoring for himself or creating for somebody else. And you know what? He took over, bro. He was the biggest star on a floor full of stars. And I am just so impressed with the way that this kid has the poise, the moxie, the control, the confidence. He ain't afraid of anything, dude. He ain't afraid of anything. And to me, that's a scary proposition for the Los Angeles Lakers as I'm watching this series unfold before my own eyes. I still like the Lakers to win it, but this game later today, if they don't get it, all bets are off, my friend. I'm changing my mind, and I'm thinking Minnesota wins in six.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, the other night, I mean, Ant was 29-8-8. You know, he put in a game the other night. Like he said, he took over when he needed to, and he's not afraid of anything. He ain't scared of Luka. He's not scared of LeBron. You know, all we got to do is look through the Phoenix Suns playing the Minnesota Timberwolves last year when he's talking, Ant-Man's talking smack to KD during the game. And that's the kind of stuff that kind of gets him going a little bit. He likes to have a little bit of fun out there on the court, a little bit of trash talking, a little bit of, hey, I'm coming. And I don't care if you are LeBron. I don't care if I'm talking to Luka. I'm going to let them know I'm coming. And this is going to be a game where you got to focus in for 48 minutes and try and shut me down, you know, against you. So I'll tell you what, you know, people, they want to make a big deal out of, you know, Luka and LeBron playing together. And yeah, I mean, it's a great 1-2 punch to have. But Minnesota has some matchup problems. Or L.A. has some matchup problems with Minnesota. Minnesota's bigger. They got bigger bigs. They got long guys that can get in Luka's face. They can throw multiple guys at Luka. They can throw multiple guys at LeBron. And, you know, Hachimura for the Lakers has played he hasn't played all that great. What's the other kid's name? It's Jackson or Saxon or something like that for LA, in the middle. He's been hurt. So you don't really have, a rim protector, so to speak. And I don't really look at him as a big time rim protector. So LA's kind of had to go small ball a little bit. And anytime you can say what you want about Rudy Gobert, but he's 7'2". He's a 3- or 4-time defensive player of the year. You got Naz Reid out there. Ant-Man's like 6'8", 6'9". Jade McDaniels. People are not putting, in my estimation, enough respect on Minnesota and the talent that they have there. Their talent is comparable to the Lakers, in terms of they're not scared of them. Minnesota went on a nice run last year, and so they can kind of rely on that experience as well. But I think Ant-Man, being who he is, and just bringing it, like you said, Andy, he's not scared of anything, and it's kind of refreshing to see someone like that that wants to poke the bear during the game, and he doesn't care if it's, you know, Luka, like I said, Luka or LeBron, he's going to be talking, and maybe he gets into their head a little bit. And I don't think it's too much to get inside Luka's head, and get Luka into his feelings a little bit. But it's been a fun series, and you know, this next game, if Minnesota gets this game, this next game, they're going to win the series. I don't think LA is going to be able to come back from that, because there's going to be so much momentum with Minnesota. They're going to want to close it out and get this thing over in five or six games. I mean, this next game for the Lakers is must win to me.
Yeah. I agree.
Absolutely must win. Yeah.
I agree. All right. So just so you know, brother, we got confirmation. We will talk to JJ next week. He'll be back in California. And obviously he's excited about the journey that's about to come for him with the Green Bay Packers. So we'll get him on next week. I didn't want to rush it in today because obviously it would have been pretty quick here. So we might as well give him the opportunity next week to let us all know about his journey to the NFL, man. It's a cool, great story. So I'm excited to hear it myself, along with you and all of our listeners. Okay, dude, let's shift gears, because I think we've got to break down the Bucks and the Pacers, because at the end of the day, man, you know this. It's near and dear to my heart, man. It's very near and dear to my heart. And I'm just going to say this on the Lakers and the T-Wolves. If the Lakers don't win today, man, they're in big trouble. So I think you're going to see full Luka and full LeBron. And Luka got a little bit of a pass the other day because he was sick. He can't be sick today, okay? You just can't be sick. All right. Speaking of sick, I don't want to be sick later myself because the Bucks are playing the Pacers. So hopefully the Bucks go and they ball out the same way that they balled out in Game 3. So I'm going to start out by saying this. I don't know if I said this to you last week or if I on the air or if I said it just to somebody else. I basically said this. The Milwaukee Bucks need on the floor, Giannis, Bobby P, GT Jr., that's Gary Trent Jr., and Dame. And then the fifth person is whoever the hell is playing well that day. Because you know what? They're all over the frickin' board, man. Some guy can be playing great. Some guy can be playing terrible. The lack of consistency is what's troublesome for me. So those four dudes need to be on the floor because they're the four best players on your team. Okay, and then I don't really care who the fifth guy is, depending on how they're playing. It could be Brooke, it could be AJ Green, it could be Rollins, it could be any number of guys, is what I'm trying to say. It could be Kevin Porter Jr. So the Milwaukee Bucks, in my humble opinion, in Game 3, figured a lot of things out. They figured out that if you play a little bit of defense, it might go a long way, number one, Mike. But number two, I think the way that the Bucks are going to win is playing good team defense, okay, which they did, and then guys hitting shots. Like, this isn't freaking rocket science, man. It's pretty freaking simple. You go out there and you do your job, which is to defend and to get out and hit shots. Gary Trent Jr. was absolutely on fire. Dude was on a mission. And then after the game, they're trying to talk to him. They're trying to joke around a little bit with him. He was so serious, man. Like, I hope he brings that laser focus again to Game 4, and I really hope we go back to Indiana tied 2-2, because I have a real good feeling it reminds me of something which recalls in my memory to 2021 when the Milwaukee Bucks won 4 straight on the Phoenix Suns and we were champions. Like, there's something very similar about this right now here for me and the Milwaukee Bucks. Get Game 4, go back to Indiana, steal Game 5, and then bring it back to Milwaukee in your house and get it done in Game 6. That's what I'm thinking, Mike Wilson.
No, that's the right way to think, man. And just get Dame to come along for the ride a little bit. He didn't shoot very well the other night. If he can come along for the ride, you guys are going to be just fine.
Dame will get better each and every game. Don't you worry about that, my friend. All right, brother, it's that time. We got to go to a break, come back, and do what we call... parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Okay, people. Before we do our parting shots, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. It's parting shot time. You are up.
My parting shot goes out to all the NFL draftees, whether you were the top pick in Cam Ward or a fifth-round pick that wasn't supposed to be there, or the most or irrelevant guy from Memphis. You all got drafted. You're all fulfilling your dreams. And I will say this much, Andy. Watching Will Anderson, the new offensive lineman for the Patriots, just go out there and say, I'm going to go out there and die for my quarterback, protecting him. I mean, you couldn't do better PR for Patriot fans than what that guy did. And it's going to be great to see these guys come along as their careers progress and see them watch them win championships and all pros and all that kind of stuff. Good on you guys. Keep it going.
All right, man. My parting shot is this. I got a couple of them. First and foremost, I'm going to piggyback you on the NFL draft. Look, man, it's a life-changing experience for that kid, that family. It is an amazing feeling to get drafted. Somebody wanted you. Somebody went and did their due diligence on you. Okay, that's one parting shot. The other parting shot is, let's go Milwaukee Bucks basketball, baby. Let's knock this thing up. 2-2, go back to Indiana, steal game 5, get back to Milwaukee, and get it done. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for...
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.